Hello, my legendary friends. This is Legends and Losers, the show for people who like to eavesdrop on killer dialogues, brilliant rants, and crazy diversions, straight up with a business twist. Hosted by Christopher Lockhead, former three-time CMO and co-author of Play Bigger, who has one of the most strategic minds in marketing, but could also hide his own Easter eggs. And now, strap yourselves in. It's time for Legends and Losers.
All right. The Ramones said, hey ho, let's go. And that's exactly what we're going to do. Hello, my legendary friends. This is Christopher, and I'm so glad you're joining me for this episode of Questions and Cocktails. And I've poured myself a scotch and I'm ready to go. So for a while, I've been getting emails saying, hey, would you take some questions on Legends and Losers? And enough people asked, I thought, you know what? Why not? Sounds like a fun idea. So welcome to episode one of Questions and Cocktails. So pour yourself one and get ready. And as usual, this episode is brought to you by our good friends at NetSuite. If you want to turbocharge the growth of your business, check out netsuite.com/legends, and you can go there and get a 1 hour free growth review scheduled with an expert in your industry. Check out netsuite.com/legends. Now, your questions. The first one comes from a guy named Aaron Young. And the email, he said, was subject, inspiring the young, which I thought was great. Turns out he's a young person, a pretty exceptional one, it sounds like. So here's his email. Chris, I've been listening to Legends and Losers religiously since I heard you as a guest on The Ziegler Show, which, by the way, is an awesome podcast, and I was stoked to be on it. He continues, I was drawn in by the straightforward, honest, and real way you present yourself when talking on a podcast. I'm a 24-year-old doctorate of pharmacy / MBA student. Whew, Aaron, you're on fire. He goes on to say, when I started listening to your podcast, I had no idea how relevant a marketing guy from the tech industry would be to a student going into the medical field. After listening for a year, your conversations with your guests and insights on dozens of topics have inspired and educated me to look at my own industry differently. Aaron, I got to tell you, I'm stoked to hear that. Thank you. He goes on to say, the medical and pharmaceutical industries are bloated with inefficiencies, and I've witnessed almost zero progress or innovation in how things are done. It's frustrating to hear how people come on your show that are making waves across industries and creating new categories using new technologies or by looking at problems in new ways, but to see none of the same fire and innovation happen in my own field. I've come to the conclusion that this change has to come from myself and others in my professional generation. I worry that in an industry where tenure translates into respect, myself and others my age will have difficulty being taken seriously. How can young professionals with an entrepreneurial spirit gather the respect to have the real conversations and cause change in an industry run by older people? Thank you for the lessons you've spread through Legends and Losers. I've recommended this podcast to anyone I know that wants to learn anything about markets and categories in a way that's not dry and uncomfortable to listen to. Stay legendary, Aaron Young. Aaron, I think you've given us our new tagline, Legends and Losers, not dry and uncomfortable to listen to. All right. So here's what I think. You know, I was once in your shoes. I started at 18. And it's hard to be that young person. But at a high level, what I would say is make yourself undeniable. And the other is a little bit of, you know, fuck them. Be a pirate. Don't let anyone stop you from bringing your ideas forward. There are some older people in business who do stay curious. They are open. They will be your allies. But what you're looking for, anybody who's trying to follow their different and to make a big difference, you're looking for actually a relatively small number of co-conspirators. You know, if you can get the right 3 to 5 people in an industry on your side, you can get things to change. And sometimes you got to show them. And so I would do my homework. I would prepare. I would make myself as professional as possible. I would start producing results. And I would make myself undeniable. And also, listen, a little bit of confidence goes a long way. You know, when you speak in a powerful way, It captures people's attention. So I would learn to public speak and present. I'll also teach you a little technique I learned a long time ago that changes the way people listen. I don't even know if I want to share this one in public, but oh well, here we go. Before you say something important to somebody important, try using the phrase, as you know. Well, as you know, Aaron, the future of the pharmaceutical industry is all about X. The minute you use the phrase, as you know, particularly in front of saying something new, that is to say something the listener has probably not heard before, their ears perk up. And that fear of being left out, that fear of not knowing, and the fear that all of us have, which is looking stupid, comes into play. And when somebody says, as you know, and we don't fucking know, we listen. And people then want to start to get with your program. So I would say, do your homework. Be undeniable. Fuck them. Be a pirate. Find the small number of people who are willing to get on the edge of innovation with you. And every once in a while, when you're in a meeting, particularly with somebody that's old and dusty, throw a couple of as you knows at them and and see what happens. All right. And then the next question comes from an anonymous person. We'll just call this person Thinking of Podcasting. And Thinking of Podcasting writes in, I hope you're having a great week. I love your podcast. It has just the right amount of levity mixed into all of the amazing topics in your conversation. Your book, Genius Down, is fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. Lots of nice things there. Thank you. Thank you so much. And then this person says, I have been thinking a lot about your podcast on digital body of work. I have been contemplating, which by the way, is Isaac Morehouse's idea from Praxis, who is a guest on Legends and Losers. The person goes on to say, I've been contemplating both how to increase and improve my own. I want to start a podcast and was hoping you could give me some direct information or direct me to a website, et cetera, et cetera. And this person wants to know about everything from getting on iTunes to which technology and equipment they should use, Spotify, et cetera. They then go on to say, when I heard you and Jordan Harbinger have a conversation on his old show, I immediately felt more inspired to continue on the path that I am on with my business. And then we get some background, which is interesting. I have worked as a chef in, and then they name the city, I don't think I should name that, for 7 years with some of the best and most notable restaurants in town. For the last few years, I have owned and run a company called X, a pop-up restaurant and a private dining company where we bring the fine dining restaurant to you. I also have a meal delivery service called X, or called Y, two different services, focused on healthy and delicious food for the fitness-driven. I also teach weekly cooking lessons to groups of 10 to 16, do restaurant consulting, and work with cookbooks. I am ready for a new outlet to express myself and hopefully bring a little more light to everything I do. So many chefs struggle with the pains of work-life balance, and I am working every day to flip that equation in favor of a life, aren't we all? I want to help share their stories and mine of what truly happens in this life and not over the glorified Instagram versions that come along with successes and celebrations, which I think is an interesting comment. Much like the one, and then goes on to talk a little bit and then says, wraps by saying, thank you for taking the time to read this and I'm excited to hear from you. All right. Well, I think it's really cool that you want to share your expertise. And I will say to you, Thinking of Podcasting, if you're someone who's thinking of podcasting, then try it out. That's what I think. If you're thinking of writing a book, then I think you should write a book and I think you should do a podcast. I also loved what you said about, you know, getting real about the chef business, the restaurant business, as opposed to just the glorifications thereof on Instagram. All right. So I wrote a blog post in response to this and I'll just kind of go through some of the highlights. The first thing I want to say is, look, I'm stoked about Legends and Losers, but I am no means an expert. We're only about a year and a half in, and there's a lot of people who have way bigger podcasts who know way more about this than I do. And what you should do is read their shit long before you read my shit. So I would highly recommend, you know, there's a lot, if you Google around out there, you will find a lot of cool stuff We'll include something in the show notes of a few different things you can look at from people who know a lot more about this than me. But that said, here are some thoughts. Here are some thoughts for you. The first thing is, unless you're a technical person who likes to do editing, if you are that, then great. Then edit your own show. But what I'll tell you is, it's a lot of work. And no matter what technology you use to do it, whether it's GarageBand or Pro Tools, or we use this Adobe software called Adobe Audition, whatever it is, it's a lot of work to edit together, particularly if you're not technical. So if you can afford it, I would recommend getting a producer and an editor and pay them to do the production and to get your podcast up on a podcast distribution platform that ultimately gets it in iTunes and that kind of stuff. If you can't, or you want to do it yourself, there's lots you can read about that. And then you can become proficient however you want to do it. But I'm telling you, it's a ton of work, and it's great for me because Jamie J and his partner, Sarah at Podcast Pilot, are my producers and editors. And they take care of all that back end stuff. All I do is shoot the episode on Zoom. And once I do that, then Sarah and Jamie take over the magic. So that's the first thing I'd recommend if you can pull it off. The next thing you're going to need is a fully SEO optimized website. And what I've learned about this is, get someone who knows to build you this. We're now on version 3 of our website. We've learned a lot with every one. There's lots of SEO things that need to be factored in. I would get an SEO expert who knows how to build you a great SEO primed website. I'd also recommend high quality audio equipment. We are competing against NPR. We are competing against every major media company in the world. And while I think listeners will give us a pass because we shoot over the internet, the net of it is, get the best stuff possible. I recently made a microphone change because I thought there was an opportunity to just sound more professional. And so, we did that. There's lots of technology on this regard. A lot of podcasters use Zencastr, Skype, and Zoom are the most popular ones. And we shoot on Zoom because we want to shoot video. And then again, on the back end, GarageBand, Pro Tools, and Adobe Audition are three of the more popular ones for editing and production. Now, on the marketing side, a couple of things. Number one, one of the best ways to get known as a podcaster is to be a guest on other podcasts. And it's been a great strategy for me, both as a podcaster and an author. For Niche Down, I actually didn't even do a real tour, so to speak. All I did were podcast interviews, pretty much. A few other things, but mostly podcast interviews. You can do this on your own, but it turns out there are multiple outfits out there who will be essentially your podcast booking agent. The one I use is called Interview Valet. You can check them out at interviewvalet.com. And they book me on podcasts. And even when podcasts reach out to me and want me to go on their podcast, they take care of all that stuff for me. The second thing I tell you is, when I first got into this, I thought that there was some like magical growth hacking trick, that the geniuses had, that you would do this cool thing on LinkedIn, Facebook, Pinterest, Wintrist, whatever, and there would be some cool way to get everything to go viral, or as we say, virable, to make it viable and viral at the same time, and that there'd be this magical social pixie dust shit that you do. Well, if such magical social pixie dust growth hacking shit exists, I don't know where the fuck it is. We have done some very cool growth hacking things, but there is no magic to this. So what am I telling you? Build your own email list. The number one thing you want to do is get people to go to your website, not Facebook, not anything else. I'll tell you about Facebook in a second, and subscribe on your website. I don't even care if people subscribe on Apple. I'm not trying to win any game on Apple. We have been as high as the top 30 on Apple, which is totally cool, but I actually don't really care that much about where we rank on the Apple podcast list anymore. Because what I care about is a direct relationship where possible with our listeners. And the only way to do that, because Apple gives you no information on who your subscribers are, neither do any of the other platforms. So the only way you can know who your audience is if they raise their hand, and the best way for them to do that so that you can have a direct communication with them is on your email list. Now, we are experimenting. We haven't got anything out yet with a Mighty Network, so we may do a niche down private network. That's a cool idea. But make no mistake, your email list, your email list, your email list. Now, why is it not about Facebook, Twitter, or LinkedIn, or any of that stuff? That stuff is all secondary. Here's why. Facebook owns Facebook, not you. And, you know, we have a reasonable following on both our Facebook page and our Facebook community. But when we put a post up on either one of those, a small, teeny weeny fraction of people who have raised their hand and say they want to get our marketing, get our marketing. And the reason for that is really simple. Facebook wants to charge us all to talk to the people who asked for our marketing. That's what's called, that's why they want you to do a boosted post. So Facebook actually has a perverse incentive to make sure that you get very little organic reach and therefore you have to pay them. I think that's bullshit. So I don't push anybody to our Facebook page. If you want to go there, that's great. We do more things in our group than on our page, but it's all about your mail list. My friend Hal Elrod, who wrote The Miracle Morning and was kind enough to write for Heather and I, the foreword for Niche Down. He's got, I don't know, a dozen books out there, a giant podcast called Achieve Your Goals, and he has an incredible mail list. If I told you how big it was, you probably wouldn't believe me. And he has built that all organically. And what it means is he can talk to his readers, he can talk to his listeners, and they can communicate with him. So build your email list. The other thing I tell you is, listen, there are over 500,000 podcasts and growing. If you want to build an audience of size, it's going to take some real money. The average podcast, according to most of the research you'll find on the internet, says that the average podcast gets about 200 downloads. So if you're at 201 downloads, you're in the top 50%. The days of growing a podcast solely virally are pretty much over. You know, we've been lucky, and I think if you build a loyal audience, your audience will recommend and review and rate the show, and that will be a big part of the growth. And you're going to have to spend some money. You're going to have to do SEO. You're going to have to do some paid stuff, and you're going to have to do some other creative things to get your content. You just can't sort of hope the audience will find you. The other thing on the downloads, I'd tell you, play the long game. Don't get too wrapped up in it. For the first year of Legends and Losers, I only looked at our download numbers once a week. And, you know, I look two times a week now, but I don't spend a lot of time on it. I'm stoked when our numbers are going up. I'm grumpy when they're not, you know, doing what I think they should do. But at the end of the day, make the decision to play the long game. You should be podcasting because you love it. And just play the long game over time and don't get too wrapped up about the numbers. Now, format. If you're going to have guests, you know, if you want to do some other format, if you want to do solo stuff, if you are going to do some cool production, you know, with 6 minutes of Legendary, of course, our spinoff podcast, it's a completely different thing. We take snippets of conversations, we set them to music, we have cool effects, and that's a totally different kind of innovative format that's a mix of conversation and music. If you want to do something innovative like that, experimental like that, by all means, have at it. If you want to do solo podcasts where you're just talking the way I am right now, have at it and let your thoughts and your personality come through. Now, if you're going to have guests, I'm going to get on my knees and beg you not to do another interview show. For the love of God, please be a dialogue show. If there's one thing I've learned, it's that people want real shit, not bullshit. Have real conversations. Don't overproduce them. Just let the conversation go where it is and talk to each other like real human beings. Also, under no circumstances, build or even think about your personal brand. I get this question all the time. How should I think about my personal on-air brand? Here's how you should think about it. Be yourself. Don't build an on-air brand. Now, look, if you want to decide there are certain things you're not going to talk about, by all means, you don't have to be share every component of your life. I don't share very much about my political beliefs because it's just not something I want to talk about broadly. And even more importantly, I think we're at a time, particularly in the United States, where people yelling at each other about politics for the most part is not helpful. I don't want to be somebody contributing to that. So for the most part, I've decided to keep politics out. I share certain things about my personal life and my family and all that, but there's certain things I'm not going to get into. That's just because where I've decided to draw some lines. That's different than your personal brand. Your personal brand is, and I'll tell you, I've had this happen as a guest. I'll be guesting on a podcast. I'll be talking with that podcaster before they hit record, just going over what we want to talk about and some of the logistics or whatever the case may be. And we'll be talking like real human beings. And then they'll say, okay, on the count of three, we'll be in. And then, you know, 1, 2, 3. And then a person who is talking in a regular voice, just like I am to you right now, will go, ah! And they turn into this bullshit Bozo the Clown business character. And they're a buffoon. And so I would urge you, have real conversations, not prefabricated interviews. Obviously, do your homework, get to know your guest, and be thoughtful about how you guide the conversation, but guide the conversation as opposed to being, you know, I can't stand these interviewers who they ask a question. They'll say, oh, tell me about your background, Jimmy. And Jimmy will say, well, you know, my grandfather was a ventriloquist in the circus in the 1940s. And they'll say, oh, that's really interesting. And where did you grow up? You're like, hey, wait, tell me about the grandfather. So I just really would encourage you to think about a real dialogue conversation, a real dialogue format, which is really a non-format. Have real conversations and expose those conversations. I'm biased, but that's what I think. But most importantly, the world does not need more bullshit, according to Eric Weinmeier. And so don't dream up some character, some dumbass, phony bullshit brand person that you're going to play on air. Just be yourself. I also wanted to touch on playing the long game. Like in anything, most people quit. And if you want to be successful, you got to stick to it. I love that term, stick-to-itiveness. I think it's fun. And so it's okay to dip your toe in the water at the beginning, but once you get going, make a commitment. Now, you're going to hear from people, how many episodes should you drop with if you're going to start? I think you got to drop with actually a bunch. I don't know if you have to have 10, but I would like to see you have more than 5. And I'll tell you why. What I've learned since we started Legends and Losers is that a podcast for a lot of people is deeply personal. And so they're making a commitment. They're making an investment. And if they see 3 episodes, they don't know if you're serious. So a lot of people are going to wait till they see a meaningful body of work. So play the long game. Build that meaningful body of work and let people fall in love with your podcast and incorporate it into their daily lives. To be a great podcaster is to be mission driven. Stay focused on that mission. Now, also niche down. Pick a super tight niche that you can design and dominate. Don't bother trying to compete with Jordan Harbinger or Adam Carolla. They are category kings of what they do. The world doesn't need another Mark Maron. He's a category king at what he does. So follow your different, figure out who your niche is, and stick to that niche. And then if you want, you can expand from there, but you've got to be known for something, another generic business talk show or generic talk show of any kind is going to have a real hard time in 2018 being successful. And that's it. I wish you a ton of luck. Follow your different and be legendary. Thank you for your questions. If you want to be included in an upcoming Questions and Cocktails episode with me, send email to blackhole@legendsandlosers.com. And if we can, we'll get to your email on Legends and Losers. Thanks so much. Remember, check out netsuite.com/legends to turbocharge your growth today. And deepest apologies to Marcus Russ, CEO of Roseacre Farms. Sorry, Marcus, we just ran out of time for you.